Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
Live out here at the 11th Annual GHS Children's Hospital Radiothon. We are asking y'all for your donations. You can text your donation to GHS 51555. I love every year talking to Isaiah and his mom. They come back every year on their own, you know, on their own time to tell the story of how Isaiah was able to beat cancer here. He's going to be a junior at Riverside High School this fall. He's running track, beat cancer. He had it when he was 10. And they say they come back for the kids who can't come back, and for the parents, you know, of those families of children who did not make it, to talk about the wonderful difference that your donations to this place make. One of the things that they do here is cancer research. That's not paid for by the hospital bills. And they care for children, and they don't turn anyone away regardless of ability to pay. And your donations really make the difference in that. And to become a miracle maker, you can, again, give a call to 877-719-5437. And you can, you know, pledge whatever it is you can, you know, you want to give, whether it's the miracle maker amount of $15 a month or $180 a year, or if it's just, you know, $5 now, whatever you can afford, whatever you can give. By the way, Lee, not surprised, our listeners, we're doing this intercom-wide today, all of our stations, and our listeners are leading the pack this morning.
Just as suspected.
They always are the most generous listeners and givers in the upstate when we do this, and it always just really moves me to see what we're able to do, you know, with this wonderful radiothon. Every year we've raised millions of dollars for GHS Children's Hospital, and I have no doubt that this year will be pretty much the same as most years, with folks just really ponying up, especially when they hear the stories of these kids and what they go through. What we're looking for this hour is sleeper sofas for the child's Children's Cancer Center. These are not for the kids. These are for the parents who end up oftentimes living here with their children. They don't want to leave their kids alone. The children are afraid. They're going through really tough times, and, you know, of course, the parents want to be here. This pays for a comfortable place for mom or dad to sleep while their child is being treated. So if you could help us with that, you can also go to the 1063WORD.com. It's the station website. And we've got the link to donate up right there. I want to drop in on, no, we don't have this up yet. I always like to give a shout out to our listeners who've donated, but we don't have the donations up yet. But we try to give a shout out by name to as many folks as possible. So we'll be doing that this morning as well. All right, so much going on in the world this morning. I am scared to death watching what has happened to InfoWars. This is one of the most frightening things I think I've seen in a long time, especially when you see Spotify, Facebook, all of them except for Twitter, although I expect Twitter probably join them within the next week. They call it deplatforming InfoWars, which means they've just taken away Alex Jones' you know, Facebook pages, and they'll say, you know, oh, he violated the rules. What rules? Tell us what was the violation. What did he say? What specifically, what did he do so that he is no longer on the platform? The problem, Lee, is that not all the rules are published, so you don't even know exactly what rules you violated. But I'll tell you this, I read InfoWars regularly. They are often ahead of the pack reporting the news. They got some kooky stuff up there, but they've got some genuinely good reporting that's way out in front of the pack, particularly, you know, MSNBC, CNN, that kind of thing. This is not a homophobic, racist, you know, xenophobic site. It's just not. The rhetoric is just not there. I mean, if they can take InfoWars down for these alleged violations of their secret rules, then there's no conservative site that's going to be left with a platform on social media. I mean, Breitbart would qualify simply for questioning whether we should let illegal immigrants into the country.
Well, and I've got to wonder, where are the First Amendment defenders?
Yeah, they're nowhere.
And I'm not hearing that. Now, you remember, what was it, a week or two ago when the White House got into a spat with a particular CNN reporter at the White House press conference and banned that person? And every news organization, including Fox News, differentiated themselves from that and said, Mr. President, this is not the right thing to do. You should not be doing this. Even Fox News was defending that CNN reporter. And we all know that there's no love lost between Fox News and CNN. And I just think this is a similar situation. You may not like what Alex Jones does. You may not like InfoWars. But there is a First Amendment issue here. And I realize that we're dealing with a private business entity when we're dealing with these social media platforms. But still, when you have that much power and we have this much access and opportunity being afforded to these social media platforms for people to voice their opinions, some of which may be, against what we believe, it's just a little scary that we're not seeing any First Amendment defenders coming out.
It's terrifying.
Exactly.
It's absolutely terrifying. Meanwhile, over at the New York Times, the editorial board is, I've sat on an editorial board before of a newspaper at the Daily Tar Heel when I was in college, and the editorial board, they come up with the opinion stance for the paper, and they publish their editorials on the editorial page. So when you are on the editorial board at the New York Times, you have a tremendous amount of power, and that we have a girl hired who has called for the genocide of a gender and a race. Think about that. But the New York Times has not had their page yanked from Facebook or Spotify. Genocide, death, wiping out cops. I mean, like a level of mental illness that's almost beyond my ability to fathom. And yet, they're still sitting there today. Alex Jones, who has not called for genocide, doesn't have a platform. It's shocking. And when you put the whole last couple of weeks together, I mean, let's think about this for a minute. We have a couple people at a Trump rally yelling, CNN sucks, okay? And we've got mass hysteria from the liberal media. Yeah. If someone's going to get hurt, they're going to cause an attack on a reporter. It's terrible. But yet you have, a now member of the New York Times editorial board calling for genocide. White male genocide enjoys being cruel to old white males. Cops should be killed. All of this kind of stuff. And yet there's no uproar. Yet CNN sucks is dangerous.
Well, look what happened to Candace Owens.
Did you see that? She's being attacked and labeled a white supremacist. She's black.
Yeah, and just being at a restaurant, and the Antifa crowd shows up with bullhorns, interrupting for everybody the opportunity for them to enjoy a meal there, and, that there were reports of they were throwing water and stuff on her. I mean, that's assault. That is assault. And that's the left. That's the Antifa crowd left. That is assaulting people who are in public, not saying anything, just there. That's the left for you.
And, here's where the difference is. And I know, I'm getting this on the text line. Facebook's a private company. They can do what they want. No, they can't. Let me tell you the difference. When a restaurant owner objects to Sarah Huckabee Sanders' views, you can boot Sarah Huckabee Sanders out. And guess what? She can go to any kind of restaurant, any kind of grocery store she wants. She can still eat. Okay, you're just one restaurant. You're not the gatekeeper to food. That's different. Now that restaurant may get a First Amendment beatdown and get hate directed in their direction. That's fair. If you want to say something First Amendment wise, expect an equal and opposite pushback. But when you're Google, when you're Facebook, when you're Spotify, when you're one of these big organizations that is literally a gateway to the public debate, you should not be able to block somebody's access. Let me give you an example to all of you who say, if you're a conservative, they should be able to do it. No, they should not. Let me tell you why. Because in 1970, we regulated the credit bureaus. There's only, five of them, really three that matter. Suppose the credit bureaus came out today and said, we think that if you're a conservative, that's a real credit risk. So, if you're documented in any way to be conservative or you're a registered Republican, we're going to go ahead and dock your credit 250 points, just off the top. Well, guess what? You're not going to be able to start a business. You're not going to be able to run a business. You're not going to be able to buy a house. You're not going to be able to buy a car. You're going to be paralyzed. We would never let the credit bureaus do that. They are the gateway to investment, the gateway to business, the gateway to enterprise, the gateway to everything. And we would not let them just do that. Oh, by the way, the rules are arbitrary. We're not going to tell you what the rules are. They're unpublished. They could change it at any time. So you can't even prevent yourself from losing the 250 points. We wouldn't do that. We would regulate them. Well, guess what? These different sites, Facebook, all of these sites, they operate, Apple, they operate exactly the same way. They are the gateway to business for people who do this. Their words are not just words. These are businesses. And so we now have these groups saying, hey, you know what? We just don't like you. So guess what? You don't get to have a business in the public square anymore. That is not acceptable. And it has to end. And there's a very simple way to end it. And that's to apply federal law that says for neutral platforms, you can't sue for libel. You can't sue for slander. They're not neutral platforms anymore. Take away that protection. They won't survive the end of a week financially. They'll be sued for everything everybody says and let them go down in flames. If they don't want to be neutral platforms, as the law says, fine, take the protection away. I mean, Lee, it's profoundly unfair that our station could be sued for slander because we are not a neutral platform. Yet Facebook can't be sued for slander, but they're still operating under the neutral platform protection. They're not. They need to lose the protection just like we do. And we're not, that is grossly unfair. It's unfair to us. It's unfair to them. It's incredibly frustrating. We're out here live today making a difference. You can come on out and meet me, Vince, Bobby Mack. We'll be out here live all day long at the 11th Annual Radiothon. We're at GHS Children's Hospital where we're asking you to give. Here's the number, 877-719-5437. And we're live here at the 11th Annual GHS Children's Hospital Radiothon, where we're asking you to help us make miracles. Yep, for just $15 a month, that's 50 cents a day, or your one-time donation of $180, you can become a miracle maker. Listen, we're taking whatever donation you feel comfortable making, whether that's $5, $500, whatever it is that you can afford. And this hour, we're raising money for sleeper sofas. These are not for the kids. These are for the parents. Can you imagine being a parent and having a child who's so sick that you literally live here? Well, there are parents living here right now. They're $3,200 each. And this is to keep the parents comfortable around the clock while the children are being treated. Something Dr. Austin Roniker, I can't even imagine being that parent and being in those shoes. You are a pediatric cardiologist. You've also treated the children of one of the folks that I work with. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And tell us a little bit about, tell folks a little bit about, you know, where their money goes and how it helps to make a difference.
Absolutely. Well, first off, I want to go ahead and thank people who've already donated and challenge everyone to keep giving and help us support our children and their families. We find that the money fills the dream gap. There are things that the hospital provide and we provide services, and there are enhancements that just make a child's life and a family's experience much better. There's dog therapy. I think it's as much fun for us as staff as it is for the family to go pet a dog and get some love from a puppy. Then there are things like you're describing here, more comfort, more sleep. There's child life therapy to distract kids when tough things are going on, to make being in the hospital as fun's probably not the right word, but as joyful as it can be, and distract them from the things that must happen on behalf of their care. There's also things that happen on the outpatient side. So there are enhancements in offices being able to expand and provide services across the whole region. Just like Intercom provides radio information across the region, so do we. We go out to Spartanburg, out to Anderson, out to Greenwood, and provide specialty services to be as close to home as possible for many of these families, that just a trip across town can be an expensive and arduous journey. So we want to reach out, and the monies that you give help us grow our programs not only in the hospital but outside the hospital as well.
Fantastic. And I know they provide a lot of the little extras that just keep kids comfortable.
Absolutely. And, you know, we love seeing a happy, healthy kid leave the hospital, but it's also great, these donations that make them happy while they're getting healthy here in the hospital. So, again, I'll give a personal thanks to everyone who's donating. And I'm wearing my Garnet in Black on behalf of my daughter going off to USC this year. I have a son at Clemson. And I would also encourage your listeners, if they're going to be a house divided, let's be a house united. And let's get the Clemson and Carolina fans to show who's got the bigger spirit and donate to children across our upstate.
Absolutely. And speaking of donations, want to thank Johnny Bonds, a WORD listener from Pacolet. He has donated $100. Thank you, Johnny. Really appreciate your donation this hour. It does help kids so much. And folks say, well, you know, hey, what, you know, isn't this a hospital? Shouldn't the insurance be paying for that? We get that on the text line every year. Tell us the kind of the difference between, you know, what's on your hospital bill and what we're doing here today.
Right. So anybody who's ever had a patient or been a patient in a hospital understands there's travel expenses, there's housing expenses, there's the hidden cost of just doing life, and those things aren't picked up by insurance. I've taught in Vietnam, and those families have to even bring meals in to feed their own children and do what we consider basic nursing care. Here in America, very, very different for what we get to do, and it's those gaps that meet the needs that are hiding behind the scenes, behind the insurance coverage and behind the medical care coverage, that's the social, emotional, spiritual, and just the joy of life kind of things that these dream gaps fill. And so people donating above and beyond help us enhance the holistic care of these kids.
Amen to that. And we're asking again for your donations over the next 2 days as part of the 11th annual Radiothon. Dr. Austin Roniker, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And you know, one easy way for you to donate, if you're driving and you can't write down the tax number and the phone number, you can just go to the word site, 1063WORD.com. We've got the link right there, and you can donate there as well, whatever it is that you can afford. And it's, you know, you're going to be hearing from meeting throughout the day today as we broadcast live here at GHS Children's Hospital. You're going to be meeting the families, the kids who've been touched by this place and who come back to just say thank you and to let folks know what a difference it made in their life. So thanks for everything you do, Doctor.
No, and thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay. And again, the number to call to donate, 877-719-5437. All right, to the text line we go. We're still doing all of this stuff. Texter rates banning conservative media is the same as the Nazis burning books in the 1930s. I'd go further and say it's worse. You're almost depersoning people. This is like somebody I don't remember what writer it was compared it to the Romans. What they would do to you when you know your brother killed you and took over your empire, you know, in ancient Roman times, they would scrape you off the statues. They would tear down the statues of you. They'd scrape you off the paintings. You would be erased from history, and that's essentially what we're seeing happening here on social media. And you know, why is this happening to Alex Jones? We don't know. They have not published what rules he violated, and some of their rules of conduct are secret. And you know, when you're looking at this whole thing again, we have gotten to the point where the debate in this country occurs on social media. If you're not allowed to be on that platform, you cannot have or grow a business to any great degree. And that's what we're talking about here. I mean, what would happen if the, you know, in most cases, your electric company, right? There's one, two options, maybe, depending on where you live. Your electric company just said, oh, yeah, we've got these secret unpublished rules, and if you violate them and we find you to be conservative or to be a conspiracy theorist, in our opinion, then, you know, guess what? We're going to shut off the electricity to your house. Well, you would inherently know that was wrong. Well, this is like having the electricity to your business shut off because you violated a rule that you don't get to know. You know, a secret rule you don't get to know the existence of. This is straight out of the Soviet playbook, where they wouldn't publish all the laws, and they would show up at your house and haul you off for violating one, laws that could change at any moment. It's just, it's eerie how much this is similar to literally what went on. Texter rates, welcome back, Tara. Oh, thank you, missed you. I have to say about InfoWars that I disagree with the ban. I believe they have the right to do so. Facebook is privately owned. I'm going to get more into that throughout this. You know, Facebook is not a pizza restaurant on the corner. You can just go to another one. They are the controller of access to the market. And that's why they cannot be allowed to do this. Out here live at GHS Children's Hospital for the 11th annual Radiothon, where you can help make a difference in the life of a sick child. That's right. Why give? Well, it feels good. Over 400,000 patients are seen here every year. We help some of the sickest children out here. And we provide all of the extras. Just heard from Dr. Austin Roniker about that. Everything from Camp Courage, Cancer Camp, to family trip to Carowinds, to sleeper sofas. That's what we're raising money for this hour. And I can't imagine having to live here at this hospital, but a lot of parents do. The sofas are not for the kids. They're for the parents who end up staying with their children around the clock because kids are, you know, they get scared. They don't know what's going on. They want their family around them. And one of the coolest things about this is that 100% of the proceeds stay local at Children's Hospital of Greenville Health System. And so it's, you know, easy to give. You can text GHS to 51555. That's 51555. Text GHS to 51555. Some specific things that we're raising money for today. NICU webcams, toys and books for the kids, therapy dogs for kids, specialized cribs and mobiles, arts and crafts supplies, and, of course, the camp scholarships. And Miracle Makers are monthly donors who give a donation of $15 per month or a combined annual gift of $180. But again, we're asking for whatever you can afford to give. If it's $5, if it's $10, that's going to make a difference. And you can donate again by going to 1063WORD.com. Click on the donation button right there. We make it so easy for you to donate. Going to jump on over to the text line to see what folks are saying. Texter writes, and a lot of you are saying that Facebook, Spotify, Apple, they should all have the right to simply just, you know, if they don't like somebody, they can just cut them off from the marketplace. The best way to look at this is to look at the credit bureaus and the fact that we had to begin to regulate them in the 1970s. Suppose a credit bureau could write rules that were secret, and if you violated one of those rules, and they're only rules that seem to impact conservatives, that your credit would be docked 250 points. Boom. Well, wait, what did I say? You violated the rules. But what did I say? We're not going to tell you. You violated the rules. Your credit's gone. Well, no, wait, I'm trying to run a business here. But I haven't done anything wrong. I pay all my bills. Nope, too bad. Good luck. No credit. Try running a business without credit. Good luck with that. And so what has just been done here? What, you could still run a business, but, you know, good luck. Good luck doing that. Especially if you run a retail business or one that is, you know, heavily focused on supplies. You're not going to be able to do it. That's what we're talking about, access to the market. If you are not on social media, you have no access to the market. And the solution here, for those of you texting, well, we should let them do whatever they want to us, and we're not going to be a part of the debate, and that's their choice if we don't get to be a part of the debate. And if they want to make people's businesses go broke, well, they should have right. No, they shouldn't. No, they shouldn't. There's a limited number of providers in the market. And here's the difference that I would say. Look, remember when Sarah Huckabee Sanders was thrown out of that restaurant? Okay, well, guess what? That's not going to impact her access to food. She can go down the street, somebody else will serve her. She can go to the grocery store. She can go wherever she wants. If a mom and pop shop doesn't want to serve you because of your politics, fine. It's not the end of the world. Odds are they'll end up shut down as they're boycotted, as they deserve to be. That's the what, no, that's how the First Amendment works. They'll be boycotted and harassed endlessly for that. Okay, well, there's plenty of other mom and pop shops. These companies control access to the market, and you cannot have or grow in any significant way a social media site without access to, or a website without access to that market. And your competitors will have a leg up on you, whether they are other conservative publishers or not. That is the key difference. And there is a simple way to deal with this. We don't need federal regulators. We don't need the government getting involved in this. Here's what happens. They are in violation of the law right now. There is a federal law that allows Facebook and other places to operate without being sued for slander. People commit slander libel on Facebook, on social media sites every day. They slander other people. If I were to slander somebody on the air today, we go through slander and libel training here at Entercom annually, actually. If I was to, you know, slander somebody, libel somebody, guess what? We're going to get sued. And it might cost us millions of dollars. Why can somebody sue me for libel and slander? Well, because we're not a neutral platform. We are a conservative talk radio station. Well, Facebook and Spotify and Apple and all these outlets are taking advantage of a federal law that declares them a neutral platform. And because of that, because they're a neutral platform, they get protection from libel, from slander, from false advertising, all of that kind of stuff that applies to us because we're not a neutral platform. And if they're not going to be a neutral platform, then they need to yank those protections according to existing law. They will not survive a week. The lawsuits would just, every time somebody goes through a divorce, you kidding me? They're going to be sued. They're cash cows. And they couldn't continue to function. And so if WORD, we're not a neutral platform, we don't get that protection, they shouldn't get it either. If they're not going to be a neutral platform, they shouldn't get it either. And they have it right now. And so it's like immigration. It's a simple matter of applying the federal laws on the books. Congress can do this anytime they want. And so when you look at Facebook, when you look at Spotify, when you look at other places like that, that are beginning to persecute conservatives for rules that are not even published, for allegedly violating them, and you don't get mad at them. Get mad at Paul Ryan. Get mad at the Republican leadership. That's where the buck stops here once again. Once again. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Dr. Roniker is awesome. He's been our daughter's doctor for 15 years. Genuinely cares, so says Michelle H. Well, I hope your daughter is doing well and that she's been, you know, able to conquer her challenges and that you've, you know, been able to enjoy all of the great things that, you know, kids do in childhood. So many kids coming through here, coming through the lobby. They have cancer. You can tell by looking at them. They're with parents. They're going about their treatment. This is why we do this every year. We're at the 11th annual Radiothon, is to raise money for these kids, for these families, just to help them through what is really a tough time. GHS doesn't have to do this. They could dole out the care and be done with it. But the hearts of the doctors and the nurses and the staff here are so big. This is why they go to this massive effort every year to raise this money. Please help us out. Text GHS to 51555. We'll send you a link to donate. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. Texter writes, Tara, I look at Facebook, Twitter, Apple, etc. as operating public utilities that have a monopoly or quasi-monopoly status in their respective domains. Remember net neutrality? What we really needed all along was platform neutrality. Apply the regulations that the left wanted to apply to ISPs to social media. No. They don't want to do that. That would make it fair. We don't want it to be fair. Texter writes about Facebook and Spotify and all those who have drop-kicked Alex Jones. And believe me, this is just a preview of what's coming. They're boiling the frog very, very slowly. Breitbart and Daily Caller are their ultimate targets to go ahead and shut those down and pull them off the platform because they get real news out and they simply can't have that. Texter writes, yes, yanking their libel and false advertising protections is overdue as they are demonstrably not a neutral platform. Nope, they're not. And if you can sue WORD for libel, we are not a neutral platform. You ought to be able to sue Facebook for libel if they're not going to be a neutral platform. They should not get those protections under the law. And that's what's missing. That would yank them into compliance very, very, very quickly. You don't need federal regulators for that. You simply need Congress to act, which they will not. They like to see their conservative base restrained. They don't want them to have the ability to tell you how they actually voted, which is one of the things Breitbart does so well. And believe me, that's the ultimate target there. They cannot allow conservative media to continue challenging them in the realm of hits. And when you have a Breitbart and a Daily Caller now making the top 100 websites in the entire country, not just for news, but period, they cannot allow that. They can't win an argument, and so they don't want to have one. And that's what this is about. But what this is about today is raising money to help kids who are struggling against terrible diseases, struggling against life challenges out here at GHS 11th Annual Radiothon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.